when the cold winds rage. And it's so amazing, cause that's just how
you're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
And we're live with Pastor Chris Vogel with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Pastor? Nice to talk to you. I don't think we've ever met face to face, but I appreciate you coming up to be on the show. Where do you live?
I live in Port St. Lucie. I've been there for about 40 years.
You've been involved in quite a few things. Like, you're an independent director of Seacoast Bank, executive director of Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, a civic ministry. You've been the chairman of the St. Lucie County Economic Development, senior pastor at the Way Cafe, recently retired from the national accounting firm of Carr, Riggs, and Ingram, married over 50 years, 3 children, 4 grandchildren, and a graduate of the New York Institute of Technology. So you have quite a diversified life. It seems like you've married your faith, but you're also in the secular market involved in all these other things.
Well, that's where I started, was in the secular market. You know, public accounting was my field, and it's blessed me, but it was not where God had me intended for. And, you know, I graduated from the seminary at Liberty University at the age of 65. So, you know, it was late in life, and I fought it, but that's what God wanted me to do, and I understand now why.
Well, I do want to make note that you have a really good voice. It has great clarity, sincerity, and you should use your voice more, because you sound a bit like David McCullough. I've always admired him, the famous author, and he was the voice for many documentaries on PBS and Ken Burns. But I just wanted to let you know that. Now, what is the Treasure Coast Alliance? Do you preach every Sunday, or what is this all about?
No, the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance was really something that was birthed by a pastor named Jim Way, who...
Oh,
and
I knew Jim.
You did?
Yeah, played golf with him.
He was a good golfer.
Almost killed me one day. It was his birthday, so I took him out to golf. And so usually he would let me, I would drive the golf cart because I was paying. Well, on this one incident, I said, well, it's your birthday. You want to drive the cart? He said, yes.
Big mistake.
And we were up at Sandridge, and we took off from the first tee. And I don't know what he did, but he flipped us over. The golf cart ended up, he ended up on top of me. The golf cart ended up on top of him and me. And I was so ticked off. He finally got up. He finally got that golf cart off of us. And I said, I'm not playing golf with you anymore. And I left. That was the last time we played golf together.
Well, he was my mentor. And he wasn't a kind man. He was very, very tough on me. And he said, you're going into an area that you're not familiar with. He says, pastors are a different breed. You're not in the business world when you enter this arena. Yeah. And my wife says, why do you take this from him? I said, because it's in the spirit. Jim was a powerful man of God, and he was serious about kingdom work. And he knew my background. He knew that I raised a lot of money for politicians, and I was out and about. But he says, you're now moving into a different field. And he says, I want you to do something different than I did. He says, I pastored pastors. But he says, you're going to do it a little bit differently. You're not only going to involve pastors, but you're going to involve business and civic leaders. He says, something that's never been done. So he charged me, this will be almost 6.5 years ago, to duplicate what he had in Lake Wales, was a supper of all the important people in Lake Wales. He says, I want you to get 250 people. Well, he's telling me this like at the end of October, and so I have to put this on in December. And we paid money for him and Sherry to take a trip to Europe. So they were not there for this first dinner. And I had on my board at that time Jonathan McLean, whom you know, who's president, Sam Chess, Pastor Sam is vice president, And then we had Elsie Campbell. We had Walter Barron. We had Dave Thompson. And I'm trying to think who I'm missing. Eduardo Urena. So I had a board of pastors that governed me. And that was a very strong thing with Jim, was accountability. He says, there's too many people behind the pulpit that aren't accountable. And he said, I'm not going to let that happen to you. So I have been, this will be in December, we're going to have our 7th annual Christmas Proclamation Supper. But we have 500 people there, business leaders, civic leaders, and pastors, diversified, whether Black, Haitian, Hispanic. It's incredible. It's all paid for by private money. We put on an elaborate meal for everybody, and they pay nothing. And but that's just part of what we do. We do the National Day of Prayer at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. Last year, we started the first Treasure Coast Day of Prayer, where we got proclamations from the city of Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, St. Lucie County, and we have people come together and pray over our nation, our state, and local, and all the other areas, first responders. So we've been active. We had seminars. We just did one about a month and a half ago in Stuart for pastors and Christian school leaders that was put on by the Florida Family Policy Council. So we try to minister to the pastors. We try to provide for them what they can't really get on their own. But we also know it's going to be important for the pastors to have the support of business leaders and civic leaders behind them, because these are difficult times. So that's what my main thrust has been. But during this time, God had put on my heart, I had it affirmed by another pastor, to open up a new ministry called The Way Cafe, which we hope will be open within 2 months. And that's going to be a facility where people can come that they had a bad experience in church, or they think that everyone who says they're born again are phony, or they don't believe God, whatever their issue is, this is going to be a place for them to come and debrief. And like Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, I also have an accountability. I have a board of 3 pastors and 3 business leaders who are on my board that will help plan what we do and how we do it. Hopefully, we'll be able to take some of these people and place them in a church if they're not in a church now, but allow them to understand what church is, that it's not a building. We're going to take an Acts 2 approach. So that was my main thrust when I was in the seminary at Liberty University, was Acts 2. I mean, that was the part of Scripture that really drove me, and that really coincided with Jim Way. Jim Way was also...
Well, what is Acts 2?
Acts 2 is when the Holy Spirit came upon the upper room. When you know, Jesus, all of a sudden, he disappears from the apostles, and there's like... They're scared. What do we do now? Everybody thinks we're losers. And they're probably going to come and they're going to kill us. They killed Jesus. We're next. But they heeded the words of God, where they gathered together, not just the apostles, but many people, men and women, were in that upper room. And when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they were able to speak in languages, not tongues as we know tongues in the... I'll call it the Assembly of God or Church of God, but in tongues of languages that were going to be heard when they had the gathering of Pentecost. And they were able to address these people. These people were like shocked, first of all, by the type of people they were and how they were able to speak in these languages. But it was the first time we saw church. It was open. It was preaching the word of God. It was explaining to people who Jesus was, who you persecuted, who you killed, and what he did, and talked about salvation. And I think that's really what we want to drive them. It's not a building. It's not someone on your case saying, you need to tithe. It has nothing to do with that. Jesus is about love, and he's about honoring him and the Father. And I think when people can get away from all the legal issues that a lot of churches have and all the politics, and realize that what church is, or the Greek word ekklesia, it's a gathering of people together to help one another. And that was the other thing, to help one another. In Acts 2, they're selling some of their goods to help those that didn't have anything. It's what we should have been doing the last 200 years in this country as a church, and we haven't. We've gone into our private buildings. We had our 100, 150 or 50 people. We preached every Sunday. We had Wednesday night service, but we didn't do anything for the neighbors that were next to us that didn't go to our church or didn't believe like we did. That's our fault.
Well, I think there's a lot of people playing. They don't realize it, but they're playing at church. I mean, when I first moved to town 30 years ago, Jim Way allowed me to sleep on the floor of his condo down in Fort Pierce. And that's before I knew anybody. I didn't have a radio show. I didn't have a magazine. I had nothing. I was a nobody. And, you know, I used to go to church on Sunday. Buddy Tipton was the pastor then out at Assembly of God. But if I didn't go Sunday night, I thought I was sinning against God. And it took a long time for God to get through my cranium to teach me it's not about going. It's good to go to church. But going to church is not the answer. It's Paul said, you know, we have the meat of the word, the milk of the word. I think the milk is when we study the word of God, but the meat is when you go out and do it. That's what I like about this new church out west of town called Alex. Alex is the pastor out there.
Alex. Yes, he was very centrally involved when he had Miracle in the Water. That was the first time I really had the opportunity to see him and hear him. And
Oceans Unite. And the thing that impressed me, because I don't join churches, but what impressed me is a few years I've been going there now, is the fact that they go out and they go into the woods to preach. And well, actually not to preach. They go out to feed the homeless in the woods. They go on the street and they talk to prostitutes and they help them. They're out there. There's ministry to alcoholics. There's ministry to, it just goes on and on. They have all these ministries. And I said, well, this is what it's all about, right?
That this is Acts 2. This is living the church. This is taking care of your brothers and sisters. I mean, I'll give you another thing that we do, and I'll bring this up. It's called the Caravan for Christ. To my knowledge, it's not done anywhere in the nation.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
The management and staff of WCNO Christian Radio wishes you and your loved ones a very blessed and joyful Christmas.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. right here on WCNO.